believe one of them is.
Well, that's too big. It's 82 by 32.
About 2,500.
That's a lot of house, honey.
That is a lot of house.
82 by 32, yeah. I believe that's what that thing is.
I wouldn't be surprised, dude.
There's, that's three right back out in there, you know, a mile out of town. And one of these is back 600 yards off the highway, and one of them maybe 1,000 yards off the highway.
What do these people do? How do they make their money? Rob banks?
Believe it or not, one of them, it's a two-family enterprise. Oh, about 7th or 8th Street down here, got a grocery store that opens up at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is, you know, hour and a half ahead of the town,
mm-hmm.
and closes 2 hours and a half after the town does.
That's where he makes his money.
I work it today, you work it tomorrow, around the clock, 7 days a week, and runs a little farm out there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is runs a little farm and is agriculture teacher here. One of them's that boy that's on that big ranch out there with me. Why he didn't build on it, I don't know. But about 30 acres up here and built a home.
Yeah.
How much the bad guys in his hand?
It was.
It was. His wife would have been very content right there with him. They've been in Houston all their life. They're out from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He said Houston's crowding them out. So they're selling out there and coming up here. And this boy that's fixing the build out there now is television shop right up here on the street. How the devil ain't building kind of homes? I don't know.
Enjoying that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. About
this is crazy figure, and they figure they're going to pay $30,000 for it, and in 10 years, a $30,000 house new will be two-thirds that size.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have it.
Well, of course, my old family, as far as I know, he just paying cash to go for his, but he just happened to be one out of a bunch probably that's doing that. But, these homes. There's a few. The farm population, would you believe it that down in the north end of our county, the population has dropped so fast that the school buildings have been moved from down there from, I believe there's 8 abandoned school yards down in the county right now.
My goodness.
Now the reason for that is, no industry here or nothing. And when this family grows up, everybody down in here, you see all these houses right along this main road going in here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me go to my place and start right here so we'll know for sure where I'm going. This house right here belongs to a young widow woman in Oklahoma City. But the old man that lives in that house has lived in that house for 42 years. And they operate it for her. Since her husband died, she lives in Oklahoma City. This house, he has bought his grandfather's estate and lived in it. So it's been the family for years. You come on down the road here, south of my house. See these houses along here? Every one of them own their own homes. Their families have grown and gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole thing through. There was at one time in my lifetime, I can remember, there was a schoolhouse here. There's one. There's one right across the road. See this little star right here, which I represent the schoolhouse in mm-hmm. my place. There's one. There's one right here. It's gone. There's one, two, three. There's one right